5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Remember cameras?
Put moron number two on the phone.
Do I remember cameras?
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime.
Listen to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
I like a Wednesday helping. Yes. I always have. A hump day quiz, not so much. But then J.C. Clark in.
Yeah.
And lots of news kicking around. Of course, big Hall of Fame night last night. I love the way he operates, Jay-Z. And then the second half, we speak to the great, and we use that word too often, the great Brent Boomer Harvey, who was inducted into the Hall of Fame last night. He is a superstar, also about to get into the square circle with Milne.
Oh, I know, with the Tip Rat.
Tip Rat Milne, so I'm looking forward to that. We get a joke that I don't have great sort of hopes about. And prior to that, I'm going to talk you through something I've found in the West. Ooh. The West Australian. Oh. That I'm really looking forward to discussing. So, Ola, you got something on your face, Fat. Get rid of that.
Oh, yeah, a bit of donut.
No, other side. He has. He's got a great big bit of donut.
Still he's there. Not coming off.
Look at him. Still the side. You can't
something
talk
about Mary.
You can't talk to a man who's got crap on his face.
Where have I got it?
Still got it there.
It's still there.
Anyway, I'm going to move on. great to be with you, Jim. Thanks for that. Lovely day. Wednesdays, look forward to Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And a bit of news coming up, Hall of Fame stuff. But how are you, Raps?
Oh, what's up, Pat McAfee?
You are too young to listen to this show, I can tell. Owen, how old are you?
He's so different.
8 and a half.
What's up, your mom, pal?
What do you want to talk about, Owen?
I want to talk about how inspiring this show is
and
how you're inspiring this whole entire world.
Thank you, Owen.
Owen, thank you.
Love you, Owen.
Thank you, Owen.
I'm taking her on
and
this.
And also, Boston.
What did he say?
He said, F Boston.
F Boston.
Oh, fair dinkum.
Sheepers.
Good work. Owen.
Owie.
Owie. It was only 8, Jim.
Mm. You know, I think that's... Adam Simpson's got an Owen. Not a name you hear a lot, is
Owen
it?
Simpson.
Owen, I think he's one of his young blokes called Owen.
Oh, not a great name.
I bet it might be a family, you know, very important family reference.
Oh, Bill.
Sorry.
It is.
Wouldn't be going with that.
How many Owens do you?
Well, as I just said, I'm pretty sure Simo's got
Brendan
one.
Guthrie, my mate from Drilldry, his dad was Owen.
Oh, yeah.
And it just wasn't right.
Owen Wilson?
Yeah. All right, Jim, we know must a be few. A lot of Owens out there.
You sorted your face out?
No, have
finally
I?
Finally, he's got that garbage off his face.
It was a pineapple.
Was it? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Okay. Which I shouldn't be eating.
I'm about to say, I don't think you need any form of
I just needed
donut.
A bit of sugar.
Did
something
you?
To get me going.
Yeah.
Righto, Raps, hit it.
Now on Triple M's Rush Hour.
Jim, our listeners do like hearing about other sports other than golf, football and cricket, you flog.
It's Billy's All Sports Report.
So what are you going to go with?
Footy, Jim. Hall of Fame, what a big night.
Yes.
Always a great night on the AFL calendar. And last night in induction order, Jim, Matthew Pavlich.
Super Pav.
6-club best
loved
and fairest.
Him.
8 times leading goal kicker there at Fremantle.
I think 7 All-Australians too, wasn't he? 6 or 7.
Six or seven. Start. Probably should have that. Tasmania's Terry Cashin.
Didn't know him. I was interested to read about him, but I didn't know him.
Won the Clarence Best and Fairest in 1946, so we're going back a bit.
Yes.
Then he won the Best and Fairest for the next 7 seasons where he played.
Mm.
So wherever he went, he won a Best and Fairest. Well done to him. Bill Dempsey.
The legend from the Waffle.
Yeah, you went
played
last
West
night,
Perth.
Ramsey, and said he was a character.
Yeah, he was
fun.
A legend.
Yep. Mike Fitzpatrick.
The big crowfish.
A road scholar.
Oh, yeah, he was a road. Yeah, unbelievable.
Well, not many road scholars.
Captain for Carlton.
Ted Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
He played 232 games for the Cardinals. You know who they are, Jim?
No.
The Cardinals?
Oh, West Perth over
Perth.
In the West.
Yeah, they're West Perth. Yep. Kicked a lot of goals. Goal kicker there. Boomer Harvey, of course.
Boom,
we'll talk
boom.
To Boom Boom.
Start.
In about an hour and a half, we'll talk to that great man. 6-time Norwood best and fairest, Michael Taylor.
Michael Taylor, who I remember coaching Westies in the Sandful over there, but he was a star player, played for Collingwood as well in the early 80s.
92 games for Collingwood, Jim.
Yep.
Nicky Winmar, of course, what a star he was. Best and fairest out there at St Kilda. VFL Team of the Century, 2 All-Australians. Just a very, and could kick a torp.
Oh, yeah.
A torpedo. He just did it for fun. Jeez, he could kick. And the man elevated to legend status, Russell Ebert.
Yep, in the best two or three players South Australia's ever produced, and a beautiful man too, Russell Ebert was. Used to see him a lot.
Big man.
Over there, and yeah, for a midfielder in his vintage, he was a big man, but big hand, bit strong, huge sort of thighs and legs, and you couldn't move him off the ball, but humble, quiet, lovely man.
Four McGarries.
Yeah.
Four. Six best and fairest of Port Adelaide and a superstar.
Came to North late, but still played very good football for the Kangaroos right at the end of his career.
Jay-Z's
not with us anymore, Sam.
No, and not with us, unfortunately. Fremantle defender Brandon Walker has won the NAB Rising Star.
No, he's been nominated.
Well, sorry, he's been nominated for this round. Yes, exactly. So good luck to him from Ghana.
Yep.
Playing some good footy there.
Bloody oath he did on the weekend.
Well, Maxi Gorn and Dustin
Syndesmosis.
Well, we'll see. Jay-Z's coming in.
So he's not sure.
Well, it is syndesmosis, but I don't want to let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, meow, back.
Also, cricket.
Oh, no. He's gone with a visual gag.
That's right. Firstly, he went with a cat noise, and then he's doing it again.
No, the cat's trying to get out of the bag. Oh, I can't wait for Jay-Z.
What is this?
Dude, what's the cricket last time, Jim?
Oh, my God.
50 over games. Sri Lanka, 7 for 300.
Yep.
Well, they were away to a flyer.
Away.
And then there was a bit of rain, so Australia had to make 282.
Yep.
In 45 overs. They got him in 42.3 overs.
Maxi,
80 not out of 51.
Start.
6 fours and 6 sixes. He was just doing whatever he wanted.
Oh, he's a magnificent player in the white ball game, both forms.
And Finch's 44 off 41. He's going all right, Finch. Good to see. Did you see the Poms won the second test?
No.
What about that, Jim? They won by 5 wickets. They needed 299 runs. They got him.
Johnny Bairstow.
Got him in 50 overs. 299 runs. It's a test match.
Yep.
Johnny Bairstow, 136 off 92 balls. And Ben Stokes, 75 off 70.
So Brendan McCullum takes over. They go bang, bang, having not won a test for 18 or 20 in a
row. One out of 18.
But, Bill, what they're doing is playing the game properly all of a sudden.
Having a go.
Going after it.
And that's Stokes would love that.
Setting attacking fields, taking the bowling on when they got bat in hand. He was always going to change the way they played. And they're doing this against a good side. Mm-hmm. A year ago, New Zealand, the best test team in the world.
Of course.
Oh, no. He's going with it again.
Jay-Z's coming in. Hang on. Now, this one here. What do you call a nature strip, Jim, over there?
Front verge. Yep.
So, nature strip, the race horse.
Yeah.
Won overnight at Royal Ascot.
I saw that.
So, imagine here comes Super Verge when you hear this call.
Super Verge.
So, they head down to the closing stages, a furlong to go in the King's Stand. And as they do so, Nature Stripe leading to Acklam Express in second place. Twilight Calls coming home in third position. But it is the great Australian sprinter, Nature Stripe and James McDonald. And look how far they've won by.
Nature Stripe.
Right. Come on, you silly caller, you silly pom. Nature Strip. Or you could call it Front Verge or whatever you would call it. Imagine the call there. Here comes Front Verge. Well, it's going to win.
It'd be wrong because that's not the name.
Nature Strip.
The name of the horse is Nature Strip.
And it won by 5 lengths, Jim. A great win for Australia.
Or Stripe, as he said.
Chris Waller and James McDonald. Well done to all connections there. That is fantastic.
He's going for the final time. Whit, you laughing at him is what causes this to happen.
He's had donut on his face.
No.
He's
had
four times. What's going on?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what I'm on. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. Did you see your former president, old flog here, getting some merchandise from Carly at the club?
Hump day quiz time.
Yes, Jim.
And every time we get to this, we have a meeting before the show, and I look her in the eyes and I say, Whit, do we really want to do this again after last week and the week before that and the week before that? And none of them seem to work particularly well, is an example.
Tonight, game one of State of Origin is on in Sydney. Name one of the two coaches.
Elliot.
Yes, Elliot.
Wayne Bennett.
Oh, no.
Jetta.
We'll never know any of the coaches in there, mate.
Oh, all right. Going well, Jim.
Suddenly ground to a bit of a hole.
First question.
There we are.
But it's an easy question, Jim. Billy Slater would have done.
Saturday's quiz was...
Yeah, even worse.
Mm.
That stopped.
Let's not talk Saturdays.
All right, okay. So your last two quizzes have been real ordinary.
Yes, I've got to go to quiz school.
Quiz school.
Quizzical.
So we're giving away what, please, Rabbits Bartholomew?
It's sponsored. Thanks to Thirsty Camel, a $150 voucher.
$150?
Yeah.
Still? Is it Hump, still?
It's still sponsored. $150 Thirsty Camel voucher because Hump Club bonus rewards backed by popular demand at Thirsty Camel bottle shops. Join at thirstycamel.com.au or head in store. T's and C's apply. Hydrate responsibly.
You need a high level of vibe to be a part
and
of this.
Hall of Fame, it's all about Jim.
Quiz, right?
So Rosemary and I got together because I was a bit worried about Rosemary, to be honest, with the quiz. So we got together and we've come up with five magnificent questions.
133353, get your vibe up. We'll do the Hump Day quiz next.
Yes.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Not only is it not funny, it's also highly inappropriate.
Plenty of AFL news kicking about. Jay-Z Clark in next.
Come on, Jay-Z.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. Thanks to Hump Club bonus rewards, backed by popular demand at Thirsty Camel Bottle Shops. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Listen to Maddie put on the voice for the read.
Oh, I could
Pete Smith. Hall of Fame quiz, it's a beauty, $150. Thanks to our good friends at Thirsty Camel, you get a nice voucher. And a couple of frothies in there, as long as you hydrate responsibly. Hello, Timmy!
Billy, how are you? JB, how are you, boys?
Timmy, what's going on, Timmy?
Just on my way home from work, lad.
Oh, good boy. Yeah, who do you barrack for?
I'm a Demons man, mate. So,
What's going on there? 10-0, and now they've lost the last three.
We'll be right.
Just saw Maxi Gawn with the moon boot on.
He's gone.
So we're going to get to the bottom of that with Jay-Z Clark, but... Where do you work, please, Timmy?
Work at Halebury, mate. Halebury College.
Do you see any of my sons running around?
No, I haven't seen them, mate.
That's a good thing.
That is a good Timmy. Thing.
Good
very
on
nice.
You.
And then we go to Grant, or as you would call him, Jim.
Grant.
Nah, it's definitely Grant.
Yeah.
Come on, mate. You can speak properly, Grant. It's not a crime.
It's a western suburbs in me, mate.
And Victorian. It's Grant here and Grant over there. And you just play along every week in the car, they tell me, Grant.
I do. I have a bit of a competition going with my young kids, and they seem to kick me butt every time. But let's see how we go today.
And what are you doing for a living, please?
Managing a warehouse, I am.
Do you want to give them a plug?
Yeah, good old Toll out in Laverton.
Toll in Leverton. Very good.
Very good business, Toll.
Well,
there.
I like the sound of these two. But right, they sound like they're up.
Timmy, and we got Grant.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Hall of Fame, number one. Which Brisbane Lions member of the Hall of Fame is Lee Matthews talking about here?
Can I tell you in one sentence? It's a pain in the ass around the footy club, and once he wasn't going to help you enough on the field, you get him out of the joint.
Lee Matthews coached him.
Grant.
Yes, Grant.
I'll go with Warwick Kappa. Oh.
That's not the worst guess.
Good guess.
Yeah. All right, Timmy.
Timmy.
No idea. Michael Voss.
Oh, no. Opposite to Vossy.
Acker, of course.
It's still a decent clip, that.
Pain in the ass.
Righto, boys. Good start again, Jim. St Kilda superstar Nicky Winmar was inducted last night in the Hall of Fame. Which other AFL club did he play for?
Timmy. I'm going with the Doggies.
Yeah.
Western Bulldogs, 1-0.
Forget we played at the Dogs, don't you?
You do, yep.
What number did we win?
Number one.
Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, all right, good work. Number three, which Hall... Sorry, we'll do it again. Lucky we're not live. Which Hawthorn Hall of Famer is this?
Excuse me.
Grant.
Yes, Grant?
Jason Dunstall.
The Chief.
Excuse me.
And no dump button available or cough button because he was actually live on the screen.
It's on the screen.
When he sneezed. Come on, Chief. I'd like to think you're better than that.
Score.
1-1.
1-1.
So no, something of a ring-a-ding.
I know, it is. Right. It's good. Yeah. Sorry, Reps.
No.
Which Carlton member? Great footballer, this bloke, of the Hall of Fame, sang this song.
No.
Grant.
Yes.
That'd be Styx Kernaghan.
Yeah. See, Jim.
Well, that's at least not him doing it.
That's Tammy Wynnette.
Wynnette, yes. Mm-hmm. Now, Bill, he has threatened all of us strongly.
Who got that, by the way?
Grant.
Righto.
Bill.
Yes, why?
Stephen has.
For if we play
what? If we play him singing on this show again, So, rabbits. Mm-hmm. He's a big man.
I saw him last night. He's huge.
And then don't do it
did
again.
You see what we did there, bud?
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. A slight bit of craft.
Yeah, a bit of good craft. Good craft. 2-1.
All right. Timmy, come on.
Which future Hall of Famer holds the record for the most goals kicked in a game at the Gabba?
Tim, if you answer this correctly, I'm not giving you a tick out of principle.
Tim.
Who is it?
That'd be fat. Billy.
Yeah, fat. What? Too old, Jim.
Bill, let me let you in on a secret.
What?
After 5 years, you're eligible after you retire for the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
So that gets you to about 2003.
Yes.
It's 19 years later, you're still not in.
I'm waiting.
I wouldn't be holding my breath.
I've changed address a couple of times along the way, Jim, and they've just
future Hall of Famer.
So 2-all.
All right, 2-all. She is a ring-a-ding.
Here we go. Name the three other players with Boomer who have played 400 games.
Timmy.
Yes, Timmy.
I'm going KB, Dustin Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Boomer,
yes.
Michael Tuck?
No.
Ooh.
Grant?
I've gone a blank.
You can Bradbury here if you want.
So I'll give you KB, give you Dustin Fletcher, and I'll give you Boomer. There's one other one.
There was a recent one. It was Sean Burgoyne.
Yay! Well done. Good quiz. Is that Timmy?
Got the Bradbury.
The Bradbury.
Grant's ended up with a Bradbury.
Was it Timmy?
No.
Who won?
Grant. Timmy got it wrong, and then Grant got it right.
You sure?
No, I'm not.
Who
got it right, you two?
I'll listen to this.
Grant got it.
Grant got it. I thought it was, yeah.
Well, Grant's got a $150 voucher to the Thirsty Camel.
Yes.
Well done to you. And Timmy?
We'll send Triple M pack or grilled voucher for Timmy.
All right. Well done, you both. Nice performance from both of you.
Shake hands. Well done.
Good game, mate.
Well, lovely. Which future Hall of Famer has the record the most goals?
Sometimes.
Rabbits, turn it off. Get it off. We're not having it anymore. Quick, Rabbits, I'm telling you. If he clubs you, I will welcome it.
Stand by.
Rabbits, go.
JC Clark in the studio next.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Thomas Carr. Yes. Right, another one. This one caught my eye, Jimmy boy.
Or Thomas.
JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
So Tim says, yes, I can tell you the three other 400 gamers beside a Boomer. We go, who are they, Timmy? And Timmy goes, Dusty Fletcher, KB, and Michael Tuck.
Yeah.
To which Fat goes, no. Tim. We got on the JB. Line from height. Now, Tim, as you said it, I thought, well, there's our winner.
Yeah.
Because they are all correct.
That's right.
And then, as so often happens in this show, Bill goes, no, and you start to doubt your own sanity. And I'm thinking, I'm sure Tucky played 400 games. He actually played 426. So, Tim, firstly, I'll just leave it to Bill to apologise.
No.
So, what was that, Fat?
Tim, I'm sorry.
I think that's as good as I'll get.
I tucked it up.
We will give you
a $100 grilled voucher. Of course, strange things are happening at Grilled.
No,
he gets
camel.
The Thirsty Camel.
We'll find another voucher for him.
All right. So $150 Thirsty Camel voucher to you, mate.
So, Tim, the five players to play 400 games or more are?
The five? I would go with, obviously, Boomer, Tucky, Fletch, Burgoyne. It's only four, is there?
KB.
Yeah, you mentioned the first time. Yeah. Well done, Tim.
Well done, Timmy. So you get your voucher.
Put things straight with you. Well done.
You're a good man, KB.
And you can't believe how tough number 10 is for Melbourne. He takes after his uncle. I'll leave you with that thought.
Well, I backed the other one to win the Brownlow, so I'm fine. 35-1 I've got, Jimmy. 35-1.
Jeez, wow. He'd be well under that now. Mm. Well done. All right. As we welcome this man.
Good on you, Tim.
Billy Brownless thinks he's a newsbreaker.
but let's introduce him to a real one. On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's Jay-Z Clark.
In he comes, Jay-Z.
Hello, JB.
Sorry, we just had a bit of tidying up today.
I like that. You've got to keep the callers on their toes, Bill. None of this straight quiz business.
Exactly. It shows that we're live.
Yes.
And we make mistakes.
It does show that.
It's authentic radio.
That's
what it
is, there's rubbers on the Independents.
Now, we just saw Maxi Gawn on the screens behind Rabs with the moon boot.
Yeah, big story. So the inspirational captain, who has been unbelievable when he's playing, going to be out for 3 to 5 weeks, potentially more. The good news
that's
is
not
he
not bad for a syndesmosis.
Yeah, he does. He doesn't need surgery. So that's the good thing here. But to be honest, this is the blank canvas that Luke Jackson needs, really. So he's going to take over the ruck mantle in Gawn's absence, and Melbourne desperately need to reignite their season. Okay. So with Gawn, the thing is, he's a big bloke, right?
So who comes in? Could there be another door open?
Well, Luke Jackson's going to take over the ruck in his absence. Very funny. They're great, man. You mean Magic Door? You think he could be the man?
Well, a door closes, Jim, and a door opens.
It's good. That's why number one in the ratings. So Luke Jackson's going to take over, but is there opportunity here for Melbourne, right?
Yes. Because
The mobility, Melbourne's pressure has dropped right off. Right, and Max Gawn's not the king of that, but Luke Jackson potentially around that stoppage in that centre square can add some of that speed mobility. So there is potentially some opportunity there. But you know what I think, Collingwood, that contest where Max Gawn got kneed in the back from Mason Cox. So rather than trying to go around the line, JB, they put it on his head, didn't they? Is that part of the blueprint going forward? You just sort of pop it up and have teams absolutely smacked. You try and nail him physically. I don't know.
Yeah,
because he looked a very sore boy.
He was sore. He come off. He probably shouldn't have gone back on.
Yeah, pressure issue though is in the forward half more than anywhere.
True.
Cozzy Pickett, for all of the sizzle,
Doesn't
lay anywhere near enough forward 50 tackles. Charlie Spargo's the one down there that works his bum off.
Yep.
They've got to get, and of course Benny Brown, when it hits the deck, we know that that's not a strength of his game. So that's where I think it's rebounding out of there way too easily.
And teams are scoring on them on the counter attack. So we thought 4 weeks ago, how far Melbourne in terms of the premiership race, the flag in the bag.
Yeah.
Now it sort of feels like it's a lot more wider.
Just can't kick goals at all. But do you need a ruckman? Have a look at Collingwood. We've forgotten about Brody Grundy, haven't we?
Yep. Yeah, we have.
And then you look at Carlton. Pitnett was there, number one. He's gone down.
Yep, the Cunning. Yep.
Yeah, so. Yep.
And it's the blueprint. The Bulldogs used, Richmond used it, of course. Sean Grigg was the premiership backup ruckman.
Well, he'll tell you that. When you speak to him, Grigger.
Premiership ruck late.
In 2017, Geelong have had blitzarves do the ruck without Reece Stanley. So it's right. They have been more mobile at ground level. That's for sure.
That's right.
Now, meeting of the CEOs and presidents or just CEOs today?
Yes, no, it's the CEOs today. Oh. So obviously Tasmania is a huge talking point. And everyone loves the idea and the romanticism of Tassie Jim. But I think at the moment there's not enough meat on the bone.
What do you mean? What do you need?
The club CEOs want the devil in the detail. They want to know what the deal looks like.
Money-wise.
Yes. Money. List build. So is it draft picks? Is it recruits? What's the access they get? Money's the key part, clearly. Now, at the moment, I think if you took a straw poll of the clubs, it doesn't get over the line, Tassie.
Which has changed. I said this yesterday. But I reckon, 2 months ago, Tassie were going to get a side.
Well, they liked the idea of it. Right. But
then when you get to the nitty gritty,
if they put a stadium in, and then they can guarantee the money, the government down there, I have no doubt it'll happen.
I think
they're two big things.
Yeah, and the list build is interesting too, Jim, because I think clubs want clarity. Like a club like North Melbourne at the moment, they don't want to have a new club come in tomorrow and steal all those high draft picks. Mm. So the clubs do want to know. Is it going to evolve slowly up into a state league and sort of blossom within? Or are they going to handpick players from other clubs, etc.? So
West Coast won't want it.
No,
will they?
They will not.
So I think it's got to be a VFL side in the next couple of years, doesn't it?
And then you can grow it from there.
Grow it from there.
And potentially, Alistair Clarkson's potentially a part of that. Game aesthetics is a big one. So I think 3 or 4 years ago, we were worried about the downward spiral in scoring. about congestion. The KPIs are positive. The league is saying stoppages are down, scoring is up. There's more transition from D50 to forward 50. Yep. You watch more footy than anyone, Jim. Do you think the game is better aesthetically?
I think the good games are. In other words, when the good teams play, yes.
Yep.
But there's still examples of footy you watch where you go, wow, yep, this is pretty hard to digest. And my club are a big part of the games that you watch and think, wow, I'm not really enjoying a hell of a lot of this. But the one on the weekend, on Monday, that was magnificent. I mean, Collingwood, 9 of the last 10 goals, but the beautiful way they move the ball, you know, run from behind, overlap handball, I loved all of it.
North
so
Melbourne
when it's played
West,
well.
Yeah, North Melbourne and West Coast are the two outliers. I watched Sunday.
Essendon as well. Essendon is so slow moving the footy. Yeah. It's hard to see them. You know, so there's a few teams that are tough to watch, but I reckon the good ones, I'm loving it.
Another big issue was ticketing and attendance. Mm. So clubs are thrilled with the attendance numbers. I think the AFL have brought in an initiative, kids are free from rounds 14 to 17. But that's not a hit to the league coffers. That's a hit to the club coffers. So I think up until now, the league has basically been saying that that's a COVID thing, a COVID impact, where clubs want a deeper investigation on that. You know, food prices, access to car parks.
Don't want to get on the computer and book tickets.
Phones. Like Melbourne, for example, has an older supporter base.
Yes.
Ordering tickets online, QR codes, all that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
We got used to watching footy on the couch.
Yep.
They're all issues, it's fair to say, that need to go into it.
All right, more with Jay-Z Clark after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Anyway, that was it, Jim. Up next, not sure what we got. We'll just work on it during the ad break.
Footy newsbreaker Jay-Z Clark's in the studio.
All right, so Bailey Smith's been a huge story throughout the week, Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been discussed today at AFL CEO level.
Yes.
What are we hearing?
Certainly a lot of discussion about the illicit drugs policy, and if it's going to be a sort of a welfare supportive model, then why do you need strikes at all? Obviously, if you submit a positive test, then why doesn't it just be detected and then you go into the program? Why do you need 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 strikes if it doesn't really count for much anyway? So that's all being debated amongst the CEOs and at the top brass of the AFL at the moment. Luke Beveridge was strong on this the other day, said he wants the illicit policy scrapped as it is. He was also asked today, Rabsy, whether the Bulldogs have a drug problem. This is what he said.
Our playing group are in a really good space, and we do comparatively, we get some statistics on how you sit in relation to the rest of the competition on these things. We're really healthy. Obviously, Baz is an example of one of our players who has dropped the ball, but I haven't got any great concerns about us as a club. It's more just the... it's the competition, and it is really the bigger picture, health system versus judicial system, that I think it's a really worthwhile debate.
So after the 2016 premiership, remember the boys went over to Thailand. There was some discussion about the Dogs' lifestyle issues, whether they had a problem, but Bevo are very firm there. So Bailey Smith is due back on Friday. I believe he could get a two-match suspension. He's out of contract at the end of the season, and despite a feeling that he might be a little bit of damaged goods, everyone at the kennel is certainly very confident of keeping Bailey Smith, and I think they all need to be applauded for the way they've handled it, Bill.
Yeah, the drug policy is being reviewed right now, bud, isn't it?
Correct.
It's all, being reviewed. So speaking of the Doggies, they've got a couple of boys they've signed up.
Yeah, so Caleb Daniels signed a 4-year deal. I think that deal has been in the works for some time. A gun ball user off halfback. Bailey Dale is the other free agent who is courting a lot of interest.
Good player.
Pay has certainly gone up. Just watch this space on Essendon. They want a rebounding halfback, and I just wonder whether they make a play. Bailey Dale, All-Australian. Tim English is done, so he's locked in. I think there's...
That's good.
Some interesting Jamara Ugle-Hagan around the league. Just watching him, you know, can't get a game. Number one pick. We're seeing what's happening with Jason Horne-Francis at North Melbourne. That all seems to be quite messy at the moment. Jamara's not getting a game, and it wouldn't surprise me if he can't find his way back into that senior side, whether there'll be some inquiries at the end of the season. James Warple at Hawthorn is the other one who, former best and fairest winner, touted as a future captain in the making, 23, I think.
Where's he from?
Down a long way, Bill. He'd suit the Cats, wouldn't he?
Well, it'd be a nice fit out there.
Look at him.
The Bannockburn superstar. Mm. Here's a couple of people. This is from the people out there, okay? Sue from Tassie.
Yep.
Another reason why people aren't going to the footy.
Yep.
Rounds are not out early enough. and she lives in Tassie, so mm-hmm. you've got to plan ahead. So that's what she's saying. And Noel, attendance is down because of skill level across the board. Very frustrating to watch.
And I wonder whether the umpiring has been a factor in that too. You know, the sand's been up and down. There's been some inconsistencies around the league, so that might be a bit of an issue in terms of the connection with the game as well.
Write it down, Rebs. But that's good to hear from the
punters. Poor skill level is not a new thing. No. That's been going on for a long time. Yes. It astounds me. You watch so many times unbelievably talented AFL players a handball to a teammate 2 metres away and miss them.
None in our day.
Of course there was, but there's lots.
What's happening at Collingwood?
Yeah, intrigue around the contract situation of Brodie Grundy, of course. It was a 7-year deal, averaged $950,000 a year. They're going great without him, aren't they? Wow. A high-pressure game beat Melbourne at the weekend. Darcy Cameron's price is going north. He's out of contract. They're trying to re-sign him. Mason Cox, best on at the weekend, was outstanding. So I don't think Collingwood is proactively trying to push out Brodie Grundy out the door or put him up for trade or anything. However, I think if a club came to them and started talking to them and maybe put an offer, it'd be something that they'd listen to.
I think you've got to give Coxie another few weeks just to see how he goes.
Make sure it's consistent.
Yes. One game doesn't make a summer.
Well, I reckon he's had two good ones.
What?
No. Not when you're playing a winter sport. It absolutely doesn't, Bill.
But I'd wait on Coxie and getting excited.
You could have got him for a bag of twisties and an orange in last year's trade period, Mason Cox. So.
Well, just wait.
It'll be interesting. Hey, Jordan Ngoe, a lot of talk about him. So he's out of contract, a free agent at the moment. Keep watching St Kilda in this space. They're doing their background work, their due diligence at the moment. Look, the scuttlebutt amongst clubs is that he wants 6 years at $1 million, Jordan Ngoe. That's not an official number. That's the talk amongst clubs at the moment. Is it too much for Jordan Ngoe, Jim, or
Fiberware? Not if he's flying. That's the thing. I mean, his best and worst, for me, would need to get closer together.
That is narrowing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. But it would need to get narrower to be paid that sort of money. I mean, they're your blue bloods that are copping that sort of wedge.
Yeah. Yes. No, that is good money. Hey, why did Jake Stringer get singled out the other day by the coach?
He was poor. And Essendon saying that it wasn't a fitness issue.
He's not Robinson Crusoe in that side. And and the coach has only named one player in about the last 5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I found that intriguing.
You feeling a bit harsh?
I think, yes, I did.
Well, I think he's frustrated Ben Rutten with the senior core as a whole.
Name them all.
Jake Stringer got a good contract at the end of last year, Bill.
Yeah.
And sometimes your
first
belly
game back.
Your belly just gets a bit full.
We know that.
I'm in great shape, Bill.
And Bill didn't actually get that good a contract. and his belly just got full.
I owed him 1 year when I went to get me pay. After fines and playing in the twos all year. He said, yo, it's $90. I was like, good stuff. I played the whole year and I owe you $90.
Kicked 80 goals.
And how much you ate at the Bay Marie?
Well, you had to pay for things back there when you went away and for your, rego and all that. You had to pay all that back in
your
the
subs.
Day.
Subs.
Rego. What? Your subs. Did you all made you pay your subs? You did not pay
for
subs.
GMHBA?
Insurance?
Insurance, you did. Back in the day.
No chance you had to pay subs.
Gary Ablett wouldn't be paying subs.
No.
Well, he was all right because he was making a bit. When you weren't making any, there was a couple of fines in there. No good.
Good story, Carlton. Caleb Marchbank is out, but Sam Durden looks like he's going to come back in.
So tell us about him.
So from Glenelg, from North Melbourne, about 22 games in 6 years.
Couldn't get going, mind you, but back then they had a decent back half.
Cut from the list.
You get a game now, I reckon.
Probably get a game now, but he's a very, very nice bloke, Sam Durden, I'd love to see him go well.
Trent Dumont playing good footy. It's a Port Adelaide,
fair
to
say. Jay-Z, you got warned last week.
And Dusty Martin, I think, got a flu, unlikely to play. Yeah, it's fair to say.
Your back nature trip?
Didn't. Should have.
Mm.
Good to see you, mate.
Good. Thanks, JB.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
And your car was parked out the front. You didn't come in.
Yeah.
And I got a ticket. Good. I got a bloody ticket.
Brent Harvey, not far away, a little boom boom, and he is in the Hall of Fame, and so he bloody well should be.
Yeah.
Also a joke, and just found something out of the West Australian I want to share with everyone. We might get some feedback from hosts. So we've got a very nice hour coming up.
Also, a birthday wish today for Monkey Plowman.
Yes.
Who is the dad of Whitney,
our producer.
Our producer.
Well done, Monk.
Well done to Monkey. Happy birthday. I think he's 86. No, he looks at no big Monkey. He came to the bar, didn't he, with us that night? Were you with us that night?
No, I was in the UK. The front bar?
Front bar, that's it. Right. Yes. Oh, we had a couple of frothies. He loves it, Jim. Just sits back there and goes, hey, golf, the US Open starts this Thursday, 9:30, I think. You'll find Thursday night from Massachusetts.
Yes, Brookline in Massachusetts. And we have a good representation. Adam Scott, Mark Leishman, Jed Morgan, your man.
He won the PGA here in Australia.
By a mile.
11 shots, Jim. He won by.
So good for him. Minwoo Lee, we love. Cam Chad. Smith, the star.
Yep.
Lucas Herbert, the Bendigo flyer.
Yes,
Bendigo Shep, somewhere up there. Todd Sinnott's interesting.
Todd Sinnott.
It's in a mile, Todd Sinnott.
He does.
He might have qualified somewhere, but good luck to all of those players, of course. Rory, the red hot form coming in. But they haven't played the US Open there for years, Bill. It's a very famous course, Brookline, but you've got to go back to 1988 last time the US Open was played there. Curtis Strange beating Nick Faldo. So
34 years ago.
A bloody long time ago.
Hey, Cam Smith has urged the PGA Tour to bring an event to Australia, Jim.
Well, Bill.
Have they ever done it?
I can't remember it ever happening. The courses here in Melbourne, like Kingston Heath and Royal Melbourne, are 6 and 16 in the world.
A Rosebud.
So they're not as good. So the Sherman Tanks, the golfers, Bill, come out here in their droves to play in the Sandbelt here in Melbourne. So if they're bringing an event down, that's where you'd send it every day of the week.
You know why they're saying that, Jim? Because Liv, Greg Norman's new venture, they're talking about bringing an event.
To Australia.
Yeah, down here. So Liv are talking about coming down here.
Good.
So the PGA might have to get on their horse.
I would love to see that.
Yes, exactly.
They're a very different golf course to anything the players experience anywhere in the world.
A big fight tonight, by the way. Mm-hmm. Justice Hooney? He's taking on Joe Goodall. It's tonight at Nissan Arena, Jim. It's a heavyweight fight. It'll be a beauty. Mm-hmm. I think Justice, he's a good boxer. This other bloke might be a bit of a brawler,
right,
I think. So we'll stand by, see what happens there.
Yes.
But he goes all right, Justice. He's not a bad, he's our champion at the minute as we speak. And Serena Williams has posted on Instagram that she will return to play at Wimbledon.
Fair dinkum.
40-year-old, she was injured in the first round last year, and we thought that might be it, but she's going to come back and play at Wimbledon. So good on you,
Serena.
Well,
maybe our girl departing might have
Ash
had a bit
Barty
to do with that, you think?
Yes. Well, who is number one at the minute? You wouldn't know, would you? Number one.
No,
no idea. No. You wouldn't know that. Because
Serena Halep or one of those sort of. There's some good women's players up around the top, but you wouldn't know.
Liz Smiley.
Wouldn't be able to tell. No, I wouldn't have thought Liz.
Well, the ATP
Wendy
is
Turnbull.
Medvedev.
Rabbits Turnbull.
Wendy Turnbull or someone who's the women number one.
I'm looking it up now. Hang on.
I'm sure.
Iga Swiatek.
Glad I asked. Where's she from?
Poland, I think.
Right
off the top of my head.
Right over it. So I'm taking that.
And there's four people who've played 400 games in the AFL.
Five.
Five.
Five. Reps. That's your fault. Bill's
Michael
fault, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Was that my fault, Reps?
100% was your fault. You wrote the questions with Rosie. You said on air.
Yeah.
And just quickly, the penalty shootout.
Yes.
Andrew Redmayne.
Yes.
Have you read about what's happened?
What's happened now with the grey wiggle?
Our hero, who got subbed in.
Yeah.
With the octopus hands.
Yeah. So he realised the other keeper had instructions written down inside his water bottle. About which players dive which way.
Oh.
Once he realised after the second penalty shot, he picked up the water bottle and piffed it into the crowd.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A big Redmayne.
So the other bloke had no idea after that.
Exactly.
What the hell?
So well done to him.
And Redmayne.
And I saw the Wiggles have put out a song already about the grey wiggle. You seen that?
No, go on, roll it, Rabs.
No, we haven't got it.
I'm just
adding to the conversation Jim.
Oh, yeah.
And they've sung a little song
fruit
about the grey.
Fruit salad?
No, I don't.
Redmayne.
No, it'll be a new one.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Well, just do you know what a tine is? The tines of a fork. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
What?
It's about 5:32.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Here she is. Feedback time.
Should we talk about the Wiggles first?
Yes.
So what did you say, Bill?
Well, I said the Wiggles put out a tribute to Andy Redmayne.
You kind of said they did a song.
Heroics.
Heroics.
on for the Socceroos, and we've got him here, I think, haven't we?
Yeah.
Congratulations to all the Socceroos, especially Andrew the Grey Wiggle. Mate, you've inspired everybody, including Jeff. He wants to be a goalkeeper just like you. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
That's it, Jim.
So a bit of swing.
Like it very much.
Mm, good.
Some general feedback before we get to yesterday's joke.
Oh, yeah.
From Instagram, Paul Moss says, King of Kings is correct from yesterday's show about Crocs making a comeback.
Yes.
We cannot get enough labour hire to keep up with the demand unloading containers of the buses.
I know, I don't get it.
I just added
way.
In that.
I got given a pair for my birthday.
Did you?
They're like a pastel purple.
Do you wear it?
No, I don't.
When you're with the wheelbarrow and your new axe and all that?
Well, you certainly wouldn't wear them if you're doing that sort of labour, no. That's
not steel
that's
caps.
Not Crocs, you
steel
clown.
Cap. They got steel cap Crocs.
No, they don't.
Well, you never use that anyway, so you don't use your
okay. Keep going, huh?
Jack said, feedback from yesterday's feedback about Saturday Rub Quiz. I wasn't shocked or appalled at Bill's performance during the quiz. That is to be expected. In the words of the King of Kings, it is nothing short of a train wreck, but that's why we listen and why we love it. Keep it up, fat. Jack may not have heard today's quiz.
No, I don't think he heard today's quiz.
Because that's for the podcast for later.
Yep, that's it. Him.
Hugh Nguyen has messaged us saying, hi, team, can we please have a compilation of Todd from Barwon Heads roasting Billy from the beginning till the most recent?
Yeah.
It's going to be a lot of work. Just checked. March 2019 is when that pest...
March 29.
I love him.
No, I don't.
I love him.
I want to meet
him. He's a turd.
He comes on and clips you around the ears superbly.
I know. And then hangs up.
The triple XL Gazman. Being my favourite
bin intervention.
That was very good.
What was that bloke's name?
Tick Todd.
Yeah, Tick Todd. Yeah, that's it.
Who's asking for that compilation?
Yeah,
yeah.
Hugh
Nguyen.
So we'll try and work on that.
Yep.
Can't promise it, but we'll try.
Yes.
Now, last night you had two jokes. One was about a kid napping.
Kid napping, yes.
And the other was about the alphabet and don't know why.
Yes, very clever.
Well, here's the feedback.
No, don't worry about it. Let's go to a break.
Facebook, I've got time. Yeah. Facebook from Brendan Edwards, give Total Tools their money back because it was the first sponsored joke.
Same thing.
I agree. Twitter, Adam says, those jokes both sucked and blew. Bins?
Mm. Oh, that's it.
It's not a good thing.
That's not good.
I wasn't sure.
From TikTok. Doomguy888, I'm with Jim. That's
all
he said.
That was junk yesterday.
Renegade Cod says, good joke. Jim's just a sad sack.
Yes!
When it comes to your jokes, I am.
You are.
I've had to listen to them for 10 years.
I look up expecting a big smile and I get a cat's bum.
Okay. And from Instagram, at Andrew James Bro says, poor Bill. Dead giveaway that it's shite is when you have to explain it.
And that is happening a lot.
Yep. Keep your feedback coming.
Wait for tonight.
Oh, no.
They're still on board, Total Tools.
Are they?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Sorry,
well, it's
Total
only
Tools.
Been a day.
Still got their sale on Thursday?
Yeah, 20% off. Ooh.
Grand opening tomorrow in Richmond.
Oh, grand opening. That's
good.
Got
to find them something else to sponsor within the show.
They're I'm happy. Open.
Yeah, good host. Your feedback segment. They would be much happier with that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Someone have hold of your pills.
No, they didn't drop for a while. They're up there.
Got sent a link.
Oh. Send a link, you go on there.
I like when I get sent links to things, and this is from the West Australian newspaper today.
Today?
Yep. West Coast Eagles, 1992 Grand Final Reunion.
Yes.
Player rankings
for
every Eagle on the ground in the win over Geelong.
Yes. Player rankings.
Rankings.
I'm just writing this down.
Is this the reunion that...
Oh, that's not the one you attended. As a member of the opposition team.
Well, you wouldn't believe what's on. Is this live?
Bill, you went to a reunion.
No,
that was 94.
I don't know when we're at, what day we're at, Jim, but I'm going to one this
Wednesday.
Oh, righto. I'm going to one this Friday.
So it is.
Well,
it's the same reunion.
Oh, no.
You went to the 94 one as well.
It's 2022, so it's 30 years.
So Rabbits, they had a 94 reunion. For when they beat Geelong, and Bill, as a beaten Geelong player, turned up to that.
I know.
Now they're having a 92, and he's turning up to that one as well.
And getting paid.
This is going to get mentioned on Saturday, I reckon.
You just cannot believe it, can you?
Like, I don't know if I will go.
Where's a man's pride?
In his back pocket.
Non-existent.
His back pocket.
Bill, Queensland won their first ever Sheffield Shield against us and rubbed our noses in it in the doing of it.
Yeah.
they could offer me $100,000 to turn up at their reunion and I wouldn't front up.
I'll go.
So anyway, I'm reading these, and of course, Matera was given 9.
Outstanding.
Unanimous choice as the North Smith medal winner.
Yes, exactly.
So you got 9, Glenn Jakovich 7, Worsfold 7, Don Pike 6 for courage after being stretched off and coming back on and playing the rest of the game. So they're the sort of Guy McKenna rebounded strongly off defence, showed his usual poise and dash, showed no signs of the hamstring problem, threatened to keep him out of the game. So Brett Heady, 8.
Good.
So I'm reading all of these with interest until I get to this one.
Who?
And I can't script any of this. This is written in the thing.
In the thing.
Ashley McIntosh.
Yes.
8 out of 10 he was given. But I read the spiel underneath, which I love even more. Outstanding in defence, racking up a personal belting of Bill Brownless.
Belting.
Matched the Geelong forward comfortably in speed and strength.
Which he did, yes. I'll give him that, Jim. I'll give him that.
8 out of 10. Bill's direct opponent.
Jim.
In a personal belting of Bill Brownless.
Oh, yes, that's true. I didn't play. I thought I played all right in this game. It was 92 I was better, Jim. Or 94.
Yeah, so what happened in 92?
I kicked 3. Ablett only I kicked 3 also, but we were disappointing. There was a loss of connection between the midfield and the forwards.
Oh, no.
Best, hang on here, Jim. Hinkley, McGrath, Bairstow, Mansfield, Hocking, Brownless.
No, I'm in the best here. Got the best. It was a personal smashing.
No, no.
According to this.
That's what they're saying. It's a WA report, Jim.
The bloke you played on got 8 votes.
He was okay. He was okay. Sumich was good. He kicked 6. What about Matera, 5 from the wing? Anyway, I'll catch up with me, mates, on Friday.
You were that bad, you're going to the opposition team's reunion.
You believe that?
Yes.
And getting paid.
I know. Yes, Jim.
You're getting paid to be laughed at.
Bloody oath.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
So I've been working half a year, haven't had a break. No wonder old numbnuts is no good.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's showing.
And we are joined by the legendary Brent Boomer Harvey.
Our next guest has played the most games in AFL history. He's a premiership player, 4-time All-Australian, and now he's a member of the Australian Football Hall of Fame.
Mark's on the wing, and look at Boomer. Sprint inside forward 50. Mark's 40 out. Goes and delivers a beauty. He is all-class, the little champ.
Please welcome Brent Boomer Harvey.
Oh, straight in he went, little boom boom, and so he bloody well should. Premiership player, as you just heard, captain of the great club for a long time. A 4-time All-Australian, 5-time Sid Barker medalist, one of the all-time greats to have played for any club, let alone the Kangaroos. And boom, boom, congratulations on last night. Richly deserved.
Thanks, boys. It was an absolute ripper night. One of the better functions I've been to put on by the AFL. And a special night because the family was there to join in and share that moment with me as well. So it was beautiful.
Well done, Boomer. Fantastic. And you nearly were going to go to Fitzroy at the early days.
Yeah, I did, Bill. I got a phone call the night before the draft. And, the old Roy boys, they said, if you're still there, I think it was around pick 30-odd, and they said, if you're still there, we're gonna pick you up. And I was like, okay, well, if I don't get drafted anywhere else before that, I'm going to Fitzroy. And they didn't read my name out, which was a great result because, the Kangas swooped, and it was nice.
47, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah.
Pick 47. And also, they were one of the clubs that actually hadn't spoken to you. Is that right?
Yeah, correct. So I think I spoke to 8 or 10 clubs leading into the draft, and the Kangas weren't one of them. So back in the day, I just thought, well, I'm definitely not going to get picked up by the Kangas. So every time it was their pick, I just tuned out and didn't even worry about it. And pick 47, they took a little bit longer. I think there was a little bit of debate about it and all the jockey talk and all that sort of stuff. I couldn't be happier, Bill, that they read my name out with pick 47.
You wandered into the joint at a pretty incredible time too. 1996, premiership year, of course, the great Dennis Pagan, the coach. What did Pago do when he first looked you up and down?
Well, Pago gave me a test first up, I reckon, because he rang me on the 15 minutes after the draft and said, we've got training tomorrow at the tan, or you don't have to come if you don't want. You can just come on Monday. But I reckon it was a wise decision to turn up at the tan at 8:30 the next morning. So one of Dennis's little tests, I reckon. I was playing some decent footy in the twos that year, actually, and he just wouldn't play me. But, you know, I can see why now. I was 64 kilos back then. I would have got absolutely thrown from pillar to post. So I think my old mate Dennis was looking after me for a little bit there too.
And didn't you say last night if you did play a couple of games early, you might have played 500?
Yeah, I did say he could have played me early and I might have got a few more games out, but that was a bit of tongue-in-cheek, Bill. I know he looked after me at Treden and he wouldn't put me in a dangerous position, Bill, mate.
So you're drafted 168 centimetres. What are you now?
Massive, mate. I've grown 4 centimetres, so 172.
And 64 kilos?
Yeah, I'm up to... my playing weight was 75 kilos, so put on about 11 kilos over those 20 years.
I remember vividly wandering into the gym at one stage when Boom had the restriction bands on his ankles, and 40 chin-ups in a row. What were you ripping out at that stage?
Oh, mate, the boys give me a bit of flack because for pound, because I was so light, I end up being the strongest at the club. But the boys reckon I had little limbs. My bench press was only going a quarter of the distance of everybody else because my arms were so short. So the boys give me a little bit of flack about that. But no, I had my own in the gym. It was good. I loved it. We always had little competitions. Michael Ferrito, these type of guys who threw their weight around on the footy field. But, Bill, I always had them covered in the gym, mate.
Had them covered everywhere. What I used to love was how much, well, I can't say it any other way, Bill, how much shit Matty Campbell used to put on you for being small.
Matty Campbell
was the tiniest little bastard we had at the club. Yeah. All he ever did was wheel on you about being small.
He did. It was the, and I reckon I got him covered by 1 centimetre too, but he was the one that always called me little man. And he had, I don't know if you guys wouldn't know this, but he, 1 year I was 162 centimetres in the record. The next year I was 178. The next year I was 164. He used to go in there with Jonna and our dietitian, our fitness guy, and change all the heights. So every year I had – one year they rang us and said, Boomer hasn't grown 10 centimetres this year, has he? No, I'm 26 years old, mate. I have not.
Oh, mate. And still playing, if you don't mind. Oh, no. And you played with your brother Shane and your son Cooper, yeah?
Yeah, we did last year. Cooper was 16. It was last year. So he was 16 last year and managed to come down and he had a weekend off footy. So we threw him in the deep end with the big guys. But it was awesome for, I mean, it was great for mum and dad as well because they come to watch every game with me and my brother. And Cooper got to join in that. So Cooper played with his uncle. His uncle played with his nephew. You know, there was all little combinations there. So it was... I got to play with my son and my brother in the same game, and it's something I won't forget. It was awesome.
And a little bird tells me, Boom, that there's a father-son on the horizon potentially with Coop.
Oh,
No, he goes all right. He's up at Assumption College, Bill, your old stomping ground.
Perfect. Yeah, so who's coaching there now, Boom?
Barry Prendergast.
Prendergast, that's right. Yeah,
he's up there. Went up and watched him a couple of times, and he's done well. He's had a really good year. He's actually just broke his arm. He's got a couple of more weeks to miss, and then he'll get straight back into it.
Oh, and apparently you didn't tell the old man you were getting inducted because he's got a big mouth. He said this last night, so he couldn't tell the old man. By the way, who's still playing cricket, the old man, isn't
that's
he?
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's turned 70 this year, so he has to give it away soon, I'm sure. But
70? He's still playing cricket?
he rolls the arm over. So you know what? He actually still does all right too. He gets his 2 or 3 for bowling these little teapot leg spinners. No, I couldn't tell him, Bill, because he has got a big mouth. He goes to the pub every day and goes down to football club. And I'll tell you, if I told my dad, the whole of Preston and the northern suburbs would have known about it. And I wanted to try to keep it pretty quiet.
All right. We need to take a little break with you, Boom. We need to talk next about the fact that he's pulling the gloves on.
Oh, yes.
Find out if he's any good with the hands in the air.
Yeah.
And also ask you about the other inductees from last night.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Do you reckon I'd get anything right?
No.
Brent Harvey, who last night was made an inductee of the Australian Football Hall of Fame, joins us.
Pretty much always go in with magnificent company.
Yes.
You can't not get inducted into the Hall of Fame unless you're a legitimate star. And Super Pav last night, a very worthy inductee too, Boom.
Yeah, certainly. Well, we actually had a couple of 29s up there last night, which was fantastic to see. But he was a great player to play against. I think he made All-Australian a centre-half back and centre-half forward. And that probably speaks volumes of the player and the versatility that he had. So he was a star, Pav. He won a lot of games off his own boots. And I think I said in my speech last night that I was really privileged to share the night with those type of guys.
Nicky Winmar, another one?
Yeah, and wasn't he great? Seen Nicky a couple of times after that too at the bar. loves it there, Nicky. I seen him at breakfast this morning, but I loved the way he got up and looked at his watch and said, about time. I thought it was great. And then, you know, shared the moment around lifting up his jumper and showing the skin to the crowd. I mean, to be in the company and like I said, share the night with those type of legends of our game was was really humbling experience for me.
And sadly, the great Russell Ebert wasn't able to be there. Port Adelaide royalty and, of course, a shin boner for a couple of seasons in the late 70s.
Yeah,
but
he was.
I did get to see a bit of him playing footy boom, and my God, he was a legitimate superstar.
Yeah, I could imagine. I've heard so many stories. I didn't get to see him play, but you look at the highlights even just on the screen last night and looked like an absolute superstar, a gentleman as well. We had to take some photos at the end of the night with all the inductees and and then the families were involved as well, and I got to see some of Russell's family and congratulate them. So it was a great night for them. So yeah, it was a great.
He came, great. Russ, I reckon, to North at about 33 very late.
So did Corn.
Still came. Graham Corn. I reckon he came third in the comp for possessions.
No,
in his early 30s, Russell Ebert, as a very late VFL player back in those days. He was a star. And Billy Dempsey, of course.
Yes.
We all got to find out a bit about him. My dad used to play against him in the Waffle back in the 60s. And what a great character.
Yeah, he was. And to be honest, I actually jumped in the lift at the casino a little bit earlier in the day. And he was in there and I didn't know who it was.
Yep.
He probably didn't know who I was. So we didn't chat. And then I seen him get up on stage and I said to my daughter, I said, that's who we're in the lift with earlier today. I wish I had known who it was and congratulated him a little bit earlier, but he had some great stories. He had everyone in tears last night. He was fantastic.
What about the great Barry Cable? I'm sure you've had thousands of people contacting you saying congratulations, but Cabe's had a very soft spot for Boomer. And every time Boomer used to tick off all of the 350, 400, I'd hear from Cabe's. And he'd go, say, well done to the little champ. And I've said, I can actually send you his number, Cape, if you want. But the reason he was calling me was he was saying, you know, he's not the only North bloke to play 350. Yeah, yeah, and then he'd go, you know, he's not the only North bloke to play 400. Always used to remind us of that, Boom.
Yes, he's a great man, Barry Cable. Every time we go over to Perth, he tries to catch up with us down in the hotel and brings his little grandsons in and we all get around him. But he's a great man, Barry Cable.
Was there one person in the room that you wanted to meet or go and have a photo with?
No, it wasn't for me. I think it was unbelievable. You look to your left and you've got absolute stars. You look to your right and you've got bigger stars. You look in front of you and there's bigger people. And I didn't want to hassle anybody on the night, but there was so many. And the funny thing was, I didn't want to, you know, take photos or anything with them, but they all came up and congratulated me.
Because
I was the inductee, so it was a weird old night for me, having all these superstars saying congratulations to me. It was put my name on that list. It's a little bit embarrassing, to be honest with you. And to see him all there last night and shake some of their hands was a special moment.
Boom saying he looked to his left, he looked to his right, looked to the front, and saw bigger people. That's been his whole life. That's not just in the Hall of Fame.
I think I stuffed up there saying that.
Now, tell us about Milne. You're getting into the square circle and
the tip rat.
The boys down at North always said you were handy when the pads came out. So how are you going to go?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know what I'm looking forward to? Just a different training. I've done a little bit of the last couple of weeks just trying to jump in the ring and get the boxing fitness up. Completely different to footy fitness and just running in general. So it's going to be good. I took some photos with Milne this morning. I think I'm in better nick than Milne. That's a start. And I did do my homework before I signed my contract. I rang Nicky Dowell and I said, listen, I need to know something. How was Milne with the boxing gloves on? He said, nah, no good. I said, all right, I'm signing up now. So that got me over the line. But look, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be something completely different. And I've enjoyed boxing for a long time. I enjoy watching it. I enjoy training while I'm doing it. So it's going to be a bit of fun. But I'm going to take it fairly serious and try to knock little Milne on his backside.
That's the way. Very competitive. That's why you're such a great player, and I'm sure you will be in the ring. It's the All Stars Boxing Footy Fight Night on Wednesday, August 3.
That's right. Yes, correct.
Where do you get tickets, Rabs?
Tickettech.com.au.
And you go and watch the great man here. Boomer Harvey, what a star he's been. Hey, good on you, Boom.
Well,
enjoy.
Boom, boom, boom.
Couple of frothies. Beautiful. Oh, you would have had a couple last night, but go again.
We had a couple. Yeah, we had a couple. Might back up tonight. No, I can't back up anymore. I'm too old and don't drink much now. So, thanks for having me on, boys. It was a great night. I can't wait to go there again next year.
Richly deserved, mate. You can go to that function for the rest of your life and, as I say, hold your head up amongst all of that company. Been one of the ornaments to the game and a superstar. Well done, little Boom.
Thanks, boys.
See you, mate.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Have a listen to Bill. When he thinks he's funny, okay, have a look at the stupid head on him.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day.
Tomorrow, Rory Sloan.
Rosa.
Our man, Rosa from Adelaide, of course, a long-term injured, but a quality, quality man. So we look forward to chatting to him.
Mm-hmm.
Part of a nice Thursday helping. All right,
exactly.
Bill.
Yes.
No, Total Tools, no, they've been in touch.
No, they have not.
They said more is not necessarily better.
God.
After the two yesterday were both poor.
Less is best.
Yes.
Don't have to.
Let's try that today.
Less is best. Yes.
Right. End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke for Total Tools.
By the way, Total Tools Richmond Grand Opening Event is tomorrow. Score 20% of your purchase back.
20%?
20%.
Nice. How good's that? Total Tools in Richmond Grand Opening. Wow, wee. And it's an info joke, Jim.
Oh, no.
Info joke.
No.
Okay?
Yes.
So you learn a bit and also it's...
it probably will learn nothing and won't laugh.
Did you know, Jim, on the Canary Islands, there is not one canary?
No.
And on the Virgin Islands, same thing, Jim. There's not one canary there either.
Yeah.
You thought I was going to say Virgin.
I did, which probably would have been funnier.
Yeah.
No,
that's info joke. Good joke, Bill. Well done.
Rabbits.
Rabbits.
Do not
that's
even
actually all right.
Think about
it. It's good. You'll use it.
Bill. That's as bad a joke as you've told all year.
Rosie's got her head down. We're all flat. Ethan's sick.
Wit's crooking at home. She can't believe you served that up.
What's wrong with Ethan? Seen a ghost.
I'm going to pick this back up with Wooly Bully.
Wooly Bully.
Wooly Bully.
Sam the Sham.
Wooly Bully.
And the Baron told that the other night. It was actually funny.